You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is March 29th, 2021. All right, everyone, welcome back to the podcast and a special first of spring episode. That's right, guys, winter is officially over. Spring is here. And what does that mean? Well, it does mean that March goes in like a lion and out like a lamb. That is true. Lots of April showers will bring May flowers, but more importantly for us wet shavers, a lot of spring scents. That's a lot of those dewy, those wet, those kind of mossy, Also, like kind of a cut grass scents coming out right now, just for those fresh, right after the rain type feeling. A lot of artisans are coming out with some good scents, so guys, be on the lookout for that. Most of them are limited, so you want to make sure that you get it pretty soon. So on the next show, we'll talk a little bit more about some spring scents and some of my favorites as they start coming out, and some new stuff too that's coming as well. So I mean, really exciting to talk about spring products. It's one of those better seasons. Probably one of my favorites. Definitely a little better than summer, I think. Not as good as fall, but pretty close. It's a good close second to fall, I think, in my opinion. So I actually really do love the spring scents. Some rare auctions have been in the wet shaving world. If you follow eBay, there's been quite a few items that have been out there the last couple of weeks since our last show. Some really rare pieces that have been gone for auction. I've got a few pictures of them. I'll tell you my thoughts on that as well. Straight Razors Part 3, let's get on with it. That means it's time to shave. This is our final Straight Razor part for the Straight Razor month. For all, as we know, March was a Straight Razor month. And really just dedicating ourselves to using Straight Razors, or if not, just learning a little bit more about them. And on Collector's Corner this week, the Persona BBS Zero. This is a razor that really came out as like a gimme free whatever giveaway on first class business flights. I've talked about this before on certain airlines. It is an English razor, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about it. It's one of my favorite vintage razors out there, and you know what? It's really they are hard to find, but they're really cool if you do get a hold of them. So guys, without further ado, let's get on with the show. Just going around now, you guys know I really am very adamant on following eBay. I love following eBay auctions to look at the value of wet shaving. And not only am I a big wet shaver myself on collector, but I'm fascinated by markets. Like I'm a big fan of this kind of stuff, up and down with value, looking at markets. I do love the stock market and stuff. While I'm not a very big player in those areas, I am more of a player in the wet shaving world. So I mean, that's something that I am familiar with, so I love to have a good time just following these collectibles. So in the last couple of weeks, we've seen a double ring, we've seen a red dot fat boy, and we've also seen a bottom dial Gillette fat boy all go on auction in the last couple of weeks. Now, it's been a while since any of these items have been on auction. That's the best part, which is cool. And it's funny how this all happens at once. It really does. And it's almost like it was strategically planned by the sellers, because everybody got their, or many people got stimulus checks in the United States. So now's the time to spend some income. And if you're really looking to get something, you actually would have had a good chance of getting these for a little bit less than what they're usually going for if you want to put some work into them. So the first razor I'm taking a look at is a Gillette double ring. It is. It looks to be a fully cased model with the blades, and actually with the original case and the pamphlet that went with it, the instruction manual. These razors are extremely rare if you get to that point. I don't know what year it is. I believe it does have a serial number, so it's at least a 1904 model and up. But really, any double ring is rare. And the price that this razor went for was $538, which is actually pretty high for a double ring. Most double rings I've seen cased go for in the $300 to $400 range, so this one went a little bit higher. It is in very good shape, but really it shows you that The desire for these razors is still out there. I mean, this is Gillette's first model, and just to really look at it and see it, you know, it's just it is a piece of history if you've ever held one or own one yourself. There are several, several collectors out there that have more than one, and also I would say there's at least estimated a couple, maybe 100 of them out there. I mean, there are quite a few. If you go on Badger and Blade, they have like a little registration. You know, I personally own two of them. I own a 1905 and a 1904 model, a 1905 high serial number, and a Case 1904, which is no serial number. So, I mean, I am a big fan myself. They shave great. They are a little aggressive. But, yeah, I was just really excited to see that. I haven't seen one go for a while. And just shows you that the market on these razors are still pretty stable and still pretty high for the Case models. Now, right after that, we saw a vintage, of course, Gillette Red Dot, which is one of those, you know, when we've talked about the Fat Boys, we've talked about adjustables. When the adjustables were coming out, you had the toggle, the bottom dial, you had the regular Fat Boy, which is the 195, and then you had the Red Dot. So a lot of these razors were out, and the Red Dot is actually become more and more popular in the last probably 4 or 5 years, to where, you know, I remember I had an offer to get one in mint condition for like $300 about 5 years ago, and I actually hesitated on it at the time because it was a little high. And now, I mean, this one just went for $600, and it's in pretty tough shape. I'll be honest with you, looking at it, it doesn't work all the way. It does need to be revamped. So you're looking at least, you know, an additional $150 to $200 investment to get this thing back to working condition, you know, to have it repaired and rebuilt. And, you know, there are places to do that. And you're looking at probably having it under for about a couple of months and getting it back. So, I mean, honestly, you know, $610 is a really fair price if you're looking to get one. If you're looking to get one in good shape, I would say that this is really, really low. So this razor is going to need some work. And that's why I was really looking at it before. And even the person selling it said, yeah, it does need some work. It doesn't adjust right and it doesn't click as right either. So, I mean, this thing's going to need a little bit of some TLC. But really cool to see that, you know, this piece is on the market as well. And finally, an actual Gillette adjustable bottom dial razor. To see these, they come up, I'd say probably, you know, some years is more than others, you know, really talking about it. You see, you know, last year there was a couple that came up, three or four. You know, the year before that you had like four or five. And, you know, some years you get one or two, you know. And I was very fortunate. I was able to get one last year. I got it from a private seller who was selling it on Facebook. So I got very, very lucky. I'm very fortunate to be able to pick that piece up. You know, I was really happy about that. And just to see this one went for just over $1,000, and it is in rough shape. It's overseas too, so I mean, it's going to get here. It's going to need some work. You can see it's already got plating loss and everything. So, I mean, this is definitely a beater model. This has had its use and it's probably been sitting somewhere for a long time not being used. So yeah, you're looking at another, at least, you know, several $100 investment, so to get it running, basically. So, I mean, you know, really looking at this, guys, what does this mean for the market? You know, talking about the market just means the market is very stable right now. If you're looking for razors, you know, some people have, you know, they've been getting their checks, their stimulus checks and all that, and you got some, you know, disposable income. And with everything going on, I was like, you know what, if I'm going to get it, now's the time. You know, I'm going to might as well do it. And, you know, it's just, it's really a good thing to see that. And just if you own these pieces yourself, you know, it's great to see that your investment's still holding on to it. So, yeah, it's like the stock market, guys. These things go up and down, but right now it seems pretty high to see barely user grade, you know, and these are restored razors that need to be restored going for high prices like that. So, I mean, it's good showing that the market is good. So, in short, if you ask me about these collectibles, these rare auctions, this would mean that I would say if you're going to sell, probably would want to do it pretty soon because everything seems to be going for a premium everywhere. So, really good, great to see these items online and just to get to see them in the wild. You know, if you ever get the chance to see it, they're out there. So, keep looking, guys. Just keep looking. All right, and finally, straight razors, part three. Finally, the shave. We are ready to shave with this razor. The first 2 weeks, I know, guys, we had you on cliffhangers because you had to learn how to prep and then purchase everything that you needed and then practice stropping and all that good stuff, and now we're ready to shave. The best part of straight razor shaving, I think, is shaving. So a couple things. There are a couple real techniques a lot of people use. People use the sponge technique where they wipe it in the sponge so they don't rinse off their blade in the water. So just to prevent getting it damaged, right? The blade damaging the blade on the faucet. A lot of guys like to wipe it on their towel, on their shirt. I don't know, whatever they want to do. Personally, I like the sponge technique. I put a little wet sponge and I just wipe it off the lather right off that. And to make sure my razor is nowhere near anything. So first off, remember, always use safety, guys. Always use your hand correctly. Hold it right. If you are a violinist out there, or a cellist, or you play the cello or the bass, and you can hold a bow, that is pretty much the best way to hold a straight razor. And I'll tell you from this, I played the violin for 30 years throughout high school and everything. So I've been, I'm no stranger to string instruments. And holding it like the way I would hold a bow is actually, that's the way I hold it. And it just gives you the best grip. I mean, it gives you the best grip on a bow. So it will definitely give you the best grip on a straight razor. And when I say bow, I mean a bow for a string instrument, not a bow and arrow. So that's a little different. Don't want to confuse those two. Light touch, and remember, barely touch your skin when you're shaving at a 30-degree angle, if not more. You know, you can't go wrong with that. A 30-degree angle is the best cutting blade. And, you'll find an angle for you that works. And that's the beauty of the straight razor when you shave, is that you can customize the angle to anything you like. Now, it's very good because it can actually, give you a really close shave and give you a perfect shave. And that's why I love straight razors, because sometimes even with a safety razor, I will get a little irritation or a little bit of, feel a little discomfort. When I use a straight razor, I never get that. Once I learned how to use a straight razor the right way, yeah, it may not be as close as a safety razor, but man, oh man, is it smoother and there is no irritation. My face feels better. And I don't like it to be extremely sharp. I think a shave-ready straight razor is best, to where it's just passing the hanging hair test, the tomato test, all that good stuff. And really, it shaves comfortably. That's really the best bet. So that's the way I like to shave with it. Now, also, I like to use an alum block, which is like a little piece of, you've used them. You can get them pretty much anywhere. You can get them at Whole Foods. You can get them online. And I like to use that and just wipe my hands for a little traction. Both my hands, my skin-pulling hand and my actual razor-holding hand. I like to do that just to give you a little traction, because, when you're slippery, the last thing you want to do is slip and have your skin fall on the blade. So skin stretching is important. Learn that technique. A lot of safety razor guys don't do it, but when you do a straight razor, I do find it very important to learn good skin stretching techniques. And really, that just not too overly tight, just tight enough to where the hair is actually at a 90-degree angle, sticking straight up, straight out, so to get a perfect cut. And really, guys, that's really all there is to it. It's not too in-depth. It just takes a lot of practice to do, and you'll find your technique in the right angle for you. Now, also, remember, we talked about this previously. Know how to map out your face and your neck. For like example, for me, half of my neck, up until my actual jawline, it grows in the opposite direction as the rest of my face. So when I shave, I actually go against the grain, or what would seem to be against the grain, on my neck, but which is really I'm going with the grains. And that gives me the best comfort. I do that with safety razors, and I do that with straight razors as well. And it actually works out better for me. And then on the other way, I'll go against the grain, which is actually with the grain for the rest of my face. So it's a little bit of learning the way your face and your hair grows. And that's really all there is to it, guys. I mean, there's not much to it. Just practice, practice, and practice. And just be careful when you're using your straight razor. There's a ton of content out there. I'm actually working on a book on straight razors myself. Hopefully, I can get that thing published at the end of the year. I'm almost finished with it, looking at publishers and stuff. So, I mean, I'm going to have that coming out. It's going to be a relatively affordable book, and it'll be about 80 pages, really all dedicated on the whole journey of the straight razor, and just something that I've been really wanting to do for a few years, and I plan on doing it. So that will hopefully, if you're interested in that, I'll help you out as well. But look, there's tons of articles on there, especially just search Sharpologist, you'll see. And really just have fun with it, and enjoy collecting them, enjoy using them, and practice. And just really, that's all there is to it, guys. That's it. I mean, I could say so much more, make it so much harder to understand, but it really isn't that really difficult to do. So that concludes Straight Razor Month. Guys, I hope you enjoyed the month of March. It was a 3-show month, and we did get to talk about straight razors the whole month. So that was really a lot of fun. And, this year has been great. We've been talking about so many different wet shaving items, like different we haven't really gotten into too much double edge, which is good, but all the other forms of shaving. And actually might even put in a little bit of the vintage cartridge razors, or those oddball razors like the electric ones and stuff too, and talk a little bit about that in the future as well. And now, time for Collector's Corner. So Collector's Corner, just a relatively new segment. So I think the third podcast we've been doing this on, and just going over some rare collectible pieces that people like to talk about. This is something I can go on probably for years on this and not hit everything. But to this week, I want to definitely talk about the Persona BBS Zero, or AKA BBS Zero. Now, the BBS Zero name came out from a bunch of collectors talking about it because when they looked at it, the head geometry was similar to the BBS One. The BBS One is that Wolfman Razor. I've talked about it many times. You guys know, if you've been listening, you know about it. And it's one of my prized possessions. It took me several years to get one, and I probably will never get rid of it. But, you know, one day I was playing around with it, and I did a review on the BBS One, and I said, you know what? My friend had a Persona, which looked like this Persona kind of looked like, we called it the BBS Zero because the actual head of it was compatible with the BBS One. And it looked the same, had the same blade gap, 1 millimeter. So we would just joke around and say, hey, this thing looks like a BBS Zero. Well, could this, is this the razor that BBS One was based off of? And it turned out that no, it wasn't. But it's a possibility that the Persona razor was kind of like a copy off the Gillette Tech, because it's also very similar to that. So this razor, if you guys haven't gotten a chance to find one, these were throwaway razors that were given away on first class flights from some, I believe it was United Kingdom Airlines or something around that kind. They're made in England, and they're made out of pretty, the handle is aluminum. I think the top cap is actually brass, or it's like galvanized steel or something, and then the actual guard itself is brass, is plated brass. And it's got a 1 millimeter gap, and this razor shaves incredibly well. It does a great head shave, great face shave, everything. Very similar to the BBS One, only with faulty materials and a really, really terrible handle. So if you've gotten yourself to get one of these razors, I have a picture of them here. And the way I got mine was I actually won it in a raffle. And I saw somebody had it, an actual friend of mine, who had it from a relative who brought it back from a flight many, many years ago. And I was like, man, I got to get this razor. This thing looks awesome. So he let me borrow it. I thought it was awesome. I gave it back. A couple months later, he's like, I'm going to sell it. So he put it on for an auction, and I just bought like 10 spots, and I ended up getting it. And let me tell you, I was thinking about getting it restored and having it replated and just blasted and putting a new handle on it. But you know what? I'm leaving it alone and using it here and there. It's a great travel razor. It is fun to use, and it is probably one of the best performing razors that I've ever had, that I've actually got a hold of that was not too crazy, like that most collectors know about. You know, it's like one of those very rare razors that is really awesome. And I do think it shaves better than a Gillette Tech from having all of them, and it's up there. It actually shaves very well with the BBS One, similar to that. You know, a lot of people will not agree with me on it. But I will say, from using both of them side by side many times, and the Wolfman WR2, very, very similar. The top cap from both those razors, the Wolfman and the BBS One, is compatible with the Persona. They all fit together. They weigh the same. You know, the top caps weigh the same, but the actual guards do weigh differently because the other razors are stainless, so the guards are a little bit heavier. And the handle on the BBS Zero, the Persona, is terrible. So I will give it that. It is terrible. But this is a really great razor to collect. Now, on a scarcity scale, you know, you're looking at, can I find it? You know, kind of like how Matt Pisarcik says on his videos, you know, is it belong in a museum? Is it really rare? I don't really know. I just know that I've only seen about 3 or 4 of them. So I would say it's probably more on the rare side. I don't know if it belongs in a museum. Price point, you know, I've seen them go from anywhere from $20 to, you know, over $100. But I would say probably in that, you know, that $100 range would be safe if you're looking for one cased or anything like that. It comes with a plastic case. Or you might get lucky just finding one at a you know, an actual, you know, yard sale or antique shop. So, Persona BBS Zero, we salute you. You are the collectible razor of the week. All right, guys, and this is a relatively short podcast. Sorry about that. Had some technical difficulties. Actually redid my whole office in here. My wife and I redid our office, got a his and hers desk. So we're actually getting a little bit better at this. I will get a little bit more better with the gear, with the setup for the studio for the podcast. So having a lot of fun doing that and getting ready. Still got some work to do there, too. So, guys, I do want to say thank you very much for listening and for the patience this week. With all the technical difficulties, it was definitely harder, a little bit more of a challenge to get the podcast here on time. So thank you all for everything. Remember, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, for everything that he does for the wet shaving community, and most of all, you guys, the listeners. All right, our next show will be on the 11th of April. And until then, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.